Good evening. I'm Lester Holt sitting in tonight for Brian. What an incredibly close call it was for guests at a resort near Disney World when the ground literally opened up beneath them as many of them slept. Let's show you what it looks like from above the scene right now in Claremont, Florida, where a massive sinkhole opened up overnight, collapsing much of the resort structure. More than 100 people were forced to evacuate, some under harrowing conditions. Remarkably, no one was killed. NBC's Kerry Sanders is there with late details. Kerry, I assume you're on firm ground right now, but how big a danger area, an area at risk, is there?
Well, good evening, Lester. They've moved us back three city blocks, fearing that this sinkhole could continue to grow. The problem actually begins about 20 to 100 feet down where there's limestone. Rainwater goes through the earth and hits that limestone, and it can cause it to dissolve, and that is a recipe for disaster.
We have a building that's potentially collapsing. I don't know if it's a sinkhole or what.
We need to know what room everybody was in.
It was shortly after 3 in the morning, and Maggie Gamry started her camera phone amid the chaos. She says it came without warning. While on vacation here with family and friends from Virginia, she heard a single window pop its frame, then another and another. At first, she thought it was someone in a fight.
Things flying, like glass flying, people jumping out of windows, luggage flying out of windows, people trying to salvage what they could.
It sounds like popcorn popping.
Uh-huh.
Pop, pop, pop.
A security guard on patrol then began to run from unit to unit, in all evacuating 105 tourists here on vacation.
There was people sleeping. I literally had to wake them up and tell them to get out of the building.
Why do sinkholes occur? In Florida, the state's sandy soil sits on top of clay, and that is all supported on a layer of limestone. Limestone is like a strainer. The water migrates down, and it hits Florida's underground rivers. But when there is too much rain or a drought, it can create a void, like a balloon with air. As that void gets bigger, the earth on top becomes too heavy, and the balloon pops, causing a catastrophic event. A sinkhole.
Geologists say they know when conditions are right for a sinkhole, but like an earthquake, they cannot predict when or where one will open up.
The open sinkhole may open other sinkholes.
Triggers.
Yes, it's possible, because these are connected underground again by the same limestone cavity and cave structures.
20% of the nation is susceptible. Other likely locations for sinkholes? Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and Utah. In Scepter, Florida, in March, a sinkhole, 30 feet wide and 50 feet deep, opened up, swallowing 36-year-old Jeff Bush from his bedroom. His body was never recovered. Here in Claremont, Florida, 15 hours later, survivors are still anxious.
I'm still in shock, and I'm just very, very thankful.
Lester, the sinkhole right now is about 100 feet wide, about 15 feet deep, they guess, as they're looking down there. The likelihood of something like this is being struck by lightning, which, as we know, can also happen.
Yeah, but we've seen them before, Kerry, and it sounds like it's a bit of a guessing game. What can homeowners do? What do they know about moving into a neighborhood, whether they're at risk?
Well, they can actually get a geological survey using ground-penetrating radar to look down there, but this is a situation where it's constantly changing depending on the rain conditions. So you can find those bubbles, but even those bubbles don't necessarily tell you that there is going to be a catastrophic collapse. The one thing everybody needs, sinkhole insurance.
All right, Kerry Sanders tonight. Thanks.